The Prime Minister's confirmed that the government is seriously considering a request from Washington for Australia to expand its air warfare role over Syria. Australia is already bombing IS targets in Iraq, but the aerial role in Syria has so far been limited to refueling and intelligence gathering. International law experts say the government will face multiple legal hurdles to get approval for airstrikes in Syria. Lucy Carter reports.
The long-awaited request was sent to the Australian Embassy in Washington yesterday.
Obviously, it's a very serious request. We'll take it very seriously. We're obviously not going to rush a decision.
It's a choice that could stretch Australia's military capabilities as well as prove legally challenging. Opposition leader Bill Shorten says he's awaiting a briefing from the government on the matter.
Let me state at the outset that Labor always seeks to achieve bipartisanship and national security. We believe that there is no more important role for the Parliament than to make sure that Australians are safe. So we've been very constructive in the last year and a half, 2 years as these matters have arisen. We'll be briefed next week. That's what Australians expect us to do. We will be seeking an explanation of the legal basis upon the proposition which the United States has asked us. Is it legal what the United States has asked us to do?
The Parliamentary Secretary for Foreign Affairs, Steve Chobo, says the government will be seeking extensive advice.
We've got to look at this in toto. I mean, I'm certainly not of the view, and I don't believe the government is of the view, that we should be ruling it out. It's something that we should consider based on the best strategic advice, the best military advice, and the best legal advice.
Just 2 days ago, Australia's military operations chief, Vice Admiral David Johnston, said that any airstrike contribution from Australia would not be a game changer in Syria. Vice Admiral Johnston also pointed out that bombing Syria would increase the level of risk to Australian forces. Steve Chobo says the government will consider the military implications.
They're not political decisions about whether or not we should commit air support to the warfare against Daesh in Syria. Ultimately, it's got to be about what's going to provide the best bang for the buck, so to speak, for members of the coalition that are doing everything that we can over Iraq and potentially over Syria.
RAAF warplanes have been bombing IS targets in Iraq since last September. However, Australia's action there was at the invitation of the Iraqi government. Professor Sarah Joseph, the director of Monash University's Kastan Centre for Human Rights Law, says there's no such clear legal basis for Australian involvement in Syria.
For a start, it's not for the US to offer. Our air operations in Iraq are covered by the fact that we are doing that with the consent of the Iraqi government. Iraq has requested help from its allies, including the United States, and we are part of that, whereas no permission has been given for the bombing of Syria by the Syrian government, so it is quite a different legal position.
Donald Rothwell is a professor of international law and the head of school at the ANU College of Law.
Australia needs to be cautious because Australia is a party to the International Criminal Court. Unlike the United States, it needs to be observed. And accordingly, Australian political officials and Australian military officers may well find themselves subject to prosecution before the International Criminal Court if there is the commission of an international crime. So these are factors which Australia needs to take into account that the United States is not mindful of.
It seems clear that Prime Minister Tony Abbott is prepared to try and find a legal way around this issue.
While there is a little difference between the legalities of airstrikes on either side of the border, there's no difference in the morality. This is an evil movement, whether it's operating in Iraq or in Syria. It is an absolutely evil movement. And in the end, when they don't respect the border, the question is, why should we?
Professor Sarah Joseph says it is possible that Australia could justify airstrikes in Syria through an argument of self-defence. However, she says it would be tenuous.
Self-defence is often used to justify drone strikes. But what has to be remembered is that those arguments, which are often made by America and America's allies, are not necessarily accepted by the majority of the world's countries.
Professor Don Rothwell says Australia also needs to be cautious to avoid angering its neighbours.
The Howard government proposed this position about 10 years ago and faced significant backlash from countries like Indonesia, Malaysia and Singapore within the region. There's a great deal of concern that the Howard government was literally expressing that if countries within the region were unwilling or unable to deal with non-state actors such as terrorists within their territories, and those non-state actors were posing threats to Australia, that Australia would seek to perhaps militarily intervene in the affairs of those states to deal with those terrorist threats.
Prime Minister Tony Abbott says the government will make a final decision in the next couple of weeks.
Lucy Carter.